Hey, real talk on Doorman. It's an AI property manager for the little guy, the independent landlord who owns 3 to 10 units and is drowning in maintenance texts at midnight even though they got into rentals for passive income. The buyer I keep picturing is the 52-year-old high school teacher who inherited a duplex from his dad, bought 2 more units over the years because he read Rich Dad Poor Dad once, and now his phone buzzes every time Unit 4B has a leaky faucet or Unit 2 wants to know if her lease auto-renews. His wife is tired of hearing it. He's not rich enough to hire a property manager but too busy to do this right. That guy is everywhere, and he is genuinely in pain. The page claims 2,400 independent landlords are already on it, and the promise is managing 5 properties in 15 minutes a week. I didn't see a price point in the materials, but if you're charging $30 to $50 a month per landlord, and you get 10,000 of those people, that's $300K to $500K MRR. Realistic? Maybe. Churn is the killer here because landlords are notoriously cheap. They'll forget to cancel, but they also rarely upgrade. The one thing genuinely working in Doorman's favor is that ready in under 10 minutes setup claim. Property management software is famously painful to onboard. Buildium, AppFolio, TurboTenant, they all want you to import everything, configure everything, and pay for the full suite before you get any value. If Doorman actually nails a 10-minute cold start and then quietly handles the daily back and forth, that friction gap alone could drive real word of mouth in the landlord Facebook groups where these guys actually hang out. Austin, Phoenix, Nashville, Charlotte, those markets listed on the page are exactly where the rental inventory is growing fastest. Now the ugly part. This space is not empty. TurboTenant is already chasing the indie landlord segment at low price points, and Apartments.com absorbed Cozy and is effectively free for basic features. Competing with free is miserable. On top of that, AI handling real tenant communications opens a liability surface that isn't hypothetical. A bot that misquotes lease terms or gives bad maintenance advice is a lawsuit waiting, and you'd need disclaimer layers or human review that eat your margin and slow the product down. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building. Not people who say cool idea, but landlords who will pull out a credit card right now if you show them the product.